I'm Pat Lencioni here with Chris Stefanik, and here is your 3-minute reset. I'm thinking today about the concept of self-defense, but not in the traditional way. So many times in life, we are our worst critics. Probably more accurately, we allow the evil one to accuse us. He's called the accuser. And we do self-attack. Things don't go well and we blame ourselves. Something in our family isn't right. We think, why am I not a better parent or a better spouse? And this is one of the most dangerous and painful things in life. And I'm not good at standing up for myself in those moments. My wife is always saying, tell the devil where to go with that. Stand up for yourself, because this is not true. And yet it's so easy for us to condemn ourselves, and it leads us to a place of despair or discouragement. And really, it is up to ourselves to stand up and say, no, this is not true. I'm not that person, and I can do better. And I think it's something God certainly wants us to do, and we need his help to do it.
And it's okay to take an honest self-inventory and admit ways that you messed up. It's actually really good, but the book of Revelation calls the devil the accuser. He doesn't just want you to mess up. He wants you to label yourself based on your mess up so that you keep acting out of that as if it's a new identity. And that's completely contrary to Christian life. St. Paul says in 2 Corinthians 10, we take captive every thought and make it obedient to Christ. Too often we go through life thinking without thinking about what we're thinking. Did you follow that? But this is really important. This is the first battleground between heaven and hell. It's right between your ears, man. You got to wake up and pick sides. The evil one is the accuser, wants to rip you down. The Holy Spirit's called the advocate in Scripture, the one that wants to set you free and build you up. Side with what God says about you, which is that you, even if you messed up, are not summed up by your mess ups. You are worth dying for. You're a precious child, a son or daughter of God. Wow, that makes all the difference. But you got to get in agreement with God and start preaching that truth to yourself.
And sometimes, in fact, I'll say most times, it's easier for me to preach that to others than it is to myself. Mm. And yet we have to be able to receive that if we're going to be effective in sharing it with others. And so many of the successful people I know in life really are struggling with this. And oftentimes they perform because they're really tough on themselves. But that's inevitably going to lead them to very difficult times. So whatever your profile is in this, if you're good at defending yourself or you're not, or you haven't done it in the past or you have, remind yourself that you want to get constantly better at that so that you're not alone and you're not allowing yourself to be discouraged the way the enemy wants you to be. So let's pray, Chris.
Let's pray. And this is a great prayer to take the wrong thoughts captive. Lord, whatever lie we're believing about ourselves, and you can insert your lie here, we just renounce it in your name and the truth that you say about us. And I want you to just insert whatever truth you most need to hear from God's word that counters that lie. Lord, we thank you for that truth that we're pure, that we're made new, that we're holy, that we're your children. And we claim that truth. Help us to live out of it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.